Live from the Business Radio X studio inside Renaissance Bank, the bank that specializes in understanding you. It's time for North Fulton Business Radio.
And hello again, everyone. Welcome to another edition of North Fulton Business Radio. I'm John Ray, and we are coming to you from the virtual Business Radio X studio in Alpharetta. We're not inside Renaissance Bank, but we are fans of Renaissance and all they're trying to do to help small businesses. They've got a lot of information on their website, renaissancebank.com, for all the COVID-19 related emergency loan packages and programs that are out there. So check that out. They've also, their branches are still open. They're regarded as essential, so they are still open through the drive-thru, but if you want to go inside, you have to call ahead. So do call ahead and make an appointment, renaissancebank.com, or just call your local branch, your Renaissance banker, and they can make an appointment for you if you need to go inside. Now I want to welcome Gloria Matei, old friend of Nothing But Cakes. And Gloria, there's about two people in Alpharetta that don't know who you are. So why don't you tell those two people who you are and what you do, okay?
Thank you, John. So nice to be here. Really appreciate the opportunity. I'm Gloria Matei. I'm the owner of Nothing But Cakes. We support the market of Alpharetta, Milton, and Roswell. We are on Windward Parkway, and we're here to serve you during these times, even more.
Awesome. So, for those that don't know, they might think that what you do, I mean, you deliver joy, right? Not just cakes.
I was going to say, yeah.
And joy is essential. So
it is essential.
Yeah. So let's make sure everybody knows that.
Yeah, absolutely. So, we are here, to bring joy to the community, with our cakes. We say that we specialize in celebrations. It's all about the everyday joy and the just because opportunities. But it's not just about that. It's about how we can make your day better, how we can make your day sweeter, how can you say a thank you, how can you say thinking about you. So we have 10 different flavors, 4 different sizes, and yes, we always have an opportunity to celebrate. And in these days of uncertainty that we're living right now, my team has been blessed to still be able to be here for you and at least bring some joy to your day.
That's awesome. Now, you have a number of different flavors. I'm partial to red velvet, so I'm throwing that out there, folks. But but you've got flavor of the month, right? So, and we just turned over into April. So what's going on for April?
Our flavor of the month is strawberries and cream. It's one of our most popular flavors. Yeah.
Wow. That's awesome. So you're still doing the custom decoration for various holidays. So Easter's coming up. We've got birthdays and a lot of things that still happen despite coronavirus.
Despite of the quarantines and of the shelters in place, the stay at homes, however you want to call it. And again, this uncertain times, we still have birthdays. We still have anniversaries. We still have congratulations, or again, it's just about making your day a little bit more bearable and sweeter. That's all what we're doing for. And we have many decorations that is just about that, just because I'm thinking of you, just because I'm hoping you're doing well. So we're honestly, that is what is keeping us going. It's hard times and the uncertainty on us as well. We have been blessed to still be open. We are a food business that is still caring to you guys, I mean, to the community. So we are allowed to do curbside, takeout, and delivery. And so we have taken a step further and we're doing no contact deliveries so that we can make sure that our guests as ourselves are safe. And the way we're doing that is that we are, the guests are calling the store and placing the order or doing online ordering. And the day of the delivery, we call the guests before we get to their house so that they know we're on our way. We leave the cake in the front door, ring the bell, and also make sure that we call them and let them know your cake is in the door so that they can come get it. So there's no contact whatsoever. There's more than 6 feet distance, and everybody's safe.
That's great. So you really were more proactive in terms of what you did relative to what the requirements were, it sounds like.
Yes.
Wow. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. And so folks can take delivery and know that they can do that without having to have any, I guess, less than proper social distancing.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, when it becomes to safety and sanitation, I mean, being in the food industry, that's something that is close and dear to our hearts. We have to do it on a day-to-day basis. Mm-hmm. But on top of that, as soon as all of this came about, we needed to make that even, you know, more of an important situation and doing everything on an hourly basis. And right now, my lobby of the store is open, but it's only two individuals at a time that can be here to ensure that we are allowing the proper social distancing. Mm-hmm. And every time that a customer comes in, everything is sanitized until the next person comes in. Mm. But the majority of the requests that we're getting right now is curbside. And my GSRs come out with gloves in hand to ensure, and that all those gloves are retired at the time that after, so there's no cross-contamination for anybody. So we're trying to do the best we can to make sure that we maintain everybody safe and at the same time try to continue to serve you the best way we can.
I think there's been, for some people, I think this has been cleared up by now, but let's just put it out there just in case. I think some people had some misconceptions about the spread of the virus related to food. And I think the CDC's pretty much squashed all that.
Yes.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Right. So, now you obviously are open for people to call in. They can order online. Absolutely. And, if they're quarantined and maybe ordering for a smaller group, you've got options, right?
Absolutely.
The nice little Buntinis. So,
yeah. The Buntinis that are small enough that for, you know, to feed the whole family, or even the bunless that are in the small container that they can easily put in the fridge and enjoy within a week, because our cakes are good in the fridge up to 5 days. Mm-hmm. But there's really a good set of options. And if you still want to celebrate that birthday, because those birthdays don't go away in this situation, we have a way for you to bring some motivation into your house with a nice decorated cake. So honestly, we're trying to bring some joy on these days and hope we can continue to serve you the best way we can while we're all safe.
Yeah, for sure. Now, one suggestion, folks, that you might want to think about, you got folks that are maybe next door down the street that are aging in place, maybe don't have family around, maybe need a little pick-me-up.
Yeah.
Maybe that's something you can be a good neighbor and bring a little joy to their house, right?
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. We've been having a lot of guests that as soon as they knew we were doing no contact deliveries, they've been calling us and making acts of joy, what we call acts of joy. And
oh, wow.
They have called us and told us, can you please go to your next fire station and bring some joy to our first responders that are there in the first line for us. Right. So we have made several deliveries to urgency care centers, as well as first responders, just individuals in the community that feel that this might bring a smile to their faces.
Well, and that's the thing about your cakes. I mean, that's why you say you deliver joy, because I know every time I've ordered a cake and I take it to someone, mm-hmm. the first thing that I see is a big wide smile.
Yeah.
it makes them happy just to see it. And that's priceless.
That's exactly. It's priceless. That's the best mm-hmm. reaction ever.
Yeah.
And to myself, which of course I'm doing deliveries to help my staff And everybody else that I have employed right now that is in my staff, they say that is the thing that keeps them going, that they see that big smile as soon as they show up with that cake.
Right, right. So Nothing But Cakes is a national company, franchise yeah. organization. And yeah. what that means, let's just make sure everybody's clear on this, that you're a independently owned small business. You and your husband own the business.
Yeah.
And so you're supporting a local business by supporting Gloria and Sergio at Nothing But Cakes.
Yeah. Thank you so much. We definitely are part of the small business community that is out there. Like John said, we are a franchise, and I believe that every small business owner that is out there are the ones that are supporting the economy today, and we're doing the best we can to put our best foot forward. We're all in this together, and yes, my bakery, Nothing But Cakes here, that supports, like I said, Alpharetta, Milton, and Roswell. There's other stores that are within the franchise, and I have peers and within the market, and they're also doing their part, so they're also mm-hmm. doing curbside and delivery. So if you don't happen to be in my market and you're in other markets, reach out to them if you feel you would like to support them as well.
So I look forward to ordering. My wife's got a birthday coming up on Easter.
Oh, that's right. It's year. Easter.
Yeah, and on the 12th. So we're looking forward to checking you out then. So
thank you, John.
Yeah. So we always delighted. We get the joy too when we're like everybody else. So we love it. So so Gloria, this is great. Thanks for the update, and thanks for letting everybody know what your status is. For those that would like more information, would like to be in touch, tell them how they can do that.
Sure, absolutely. So you can call us at the store at 678-366-1445. You can check us online at www.nothingbutcakes.com, and there you can put your zip code and it will direct you to your local bakery. And I hope that we can serve you in these times. I hope you all stay safe and healthy. We're definitely doing our part for you. And we are all in this together. And John, thank you so much for having me. And let me tell everybody we're still here for you. And I know we'll get through this together. There's going to be an after. So we'll see you at the other side. But in the meantime, we're here to support you.
Well, absolutely. And I think it's really important for our small business owners to stick together, support each yeah. other in whatever way we can.
Absolutely.
And you know, we've all got our issues, but we support yeah. each other whichever way we can. So thank you for reminding everybody of that. That's great.
Absolutely. Thank you so much.
Gloria, thanks again. Folks, just a reminder that you can listen to this show on any of the major podcast platforms, Apple, Google, Stitcher, TuneIn, Spotify, or you can go online to NorthFultonBusinessRadio.com. And you can also find us on social media on Twitter, Facebook, and LinkedIn, North Fulton BRX. So for my guest, Gloria Matei, I'm John Ray. Join us next time here on North Fulton Business Radio.